All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 85. Learning today, sponsored by Shlomo Fried, in memory of his father, Avram ben Asher Zeleg, and by Dan and Jamie Schwartz, in memory of Dan's mother, Rachel Bas Feivel, Tehinish Masam Tzrua, Petzura Chaim, and for Refuah Shlema, for Shira Bas Tevorah Leah. Okay, so not an important topic today. Hope we'll get back to that tomorrow. But a very relevant one in a kula coming up. Could be people do this already, but in case, you could start doing it now. So the question is, maybe the myth is, am I allowed to buy cut-up fruit from a supermarket where there's no hashgacha on the container of fruit? I have no idea what kind of knife they use in cutting up the fruit. Maybe it was a non-kosher knife. Am I still allowed to buy this fruit? So we'll see. The answer is, I mean, I guess it depends who you ask. The OU website and several poskim I've consulted from the YU world have all said, yes, you're allowed to buy this fruit. And really is a Shulchan Aruch. So, you know, I guess there's room to be machmir, but it's pretty much in the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Okay, so what's the deal with this? So again, there is a concern that maybe a knife, which was used to previously cut up non-kosher meat, pork, whatever, is a knife being used to cut up this fruit. And shouldn't that, you know, trafe up this fruit? And now I can't, eat it. So there's definitely a more involved version of this, but we try to keep it short, 5 to 6 minutes. One concern of the knife would be that there's actual residue left on the knife from any previously cut up non-kosher food. There's more of a reason to assume residue by knives than any other kli, than forks or spoons or pots or pans. The Shach here in Siman Tzadi Vav even quoted, yeah, mistama on knives, there's still residue left over, and that really presents a problem. But bottom line, most posts can say nowadays, we don't assume that anymore. We have good cleaning agents, soaps, detergents. We can use abrasive cleaners. And if a knife is cleaned, listen, if it's a dirty knife, it's a dirty knife. But if you have a clean knife, then we assume it's actually clean. It used to be even their clean knives weren't clean. Nowadays, we could assume our clean knives are actually clean. So probably, assuming they're using a clean knife, nothing to worry about in terms of the remnants of, you know, some pork that might be left on the knife. Okay, there's also the taste that's within the knife. If it was used to cut up pork, it might not be residue on the outside of the blade, but within the blade, the pressure that the knife cut the meat with, it can absorb into the blade, and now it's going to excrete out when you're cutting the fruit that you're cutting. So isn't that a concern? So why are we allowed to buy such fruit? There's no mashgiach. Who knows what kind of knife they're using to cut up the watermelon that I'm buying in this supermarket? All right, so first of all, it's a fair assumption, reasonable assumption to assume that a real supermarket, not a little corner bodega, you don't know what they're doing, but a real supermarket, a real legitimate store would probably have a knife dedicated or knives dedicated to cut up fruits and vegetables. So, you know, it's probably not even a non-kosher knife. They don't want their meat knives for fruits and vegetables and vice versa. You could probably argue this for a restaurant as well, if it's, you know, a legitimate certainly in a supermarket. So there's already an assumption that the knife is clean, so there's nothing to talk about. But even if it's not the case, even if it's a knife which has been used for non-kosher food, maybe really recently, maybe more in the past, still the Mechaber and Siman Tzadi Vav Sif Dalet says that's okay. So regarding cutting up lemons, regarding buying lemons from a non-Jewish store or lemonade, he says, May lemons shemeviim ha'ovdei kochavim mutarim. Lemonade, and the Ramah gets into lemons that is brought to you by a non-Jew. You don't know what kind of knife you use. So that is mutter to drink, or the lemons would be mutter to eat. Why is that the case? So the Ramah here says that even if the knife had some non-kosher taste in it, and that was excreted out into the lemons, so that's only going to mess up the first few lemons, right? There can only be so much non-kosher taste that could fit within the blade of the knife. But after that, like, it's all gone. It's, you know, you've cleaned out the knife of the taste by cutting all these lemons, which is the example here. So let's say the first four or five lemons maybe become, you know, draw some of that, absorb some of that non-kosher taste. The next 50 lemons you cut are all kosher. And now there's a huge batch, and the four or five lemons, which are, you know, have the non-kosher taste in it, they're batel berov, and therefore you can eat all of the lemons. That's what the Ramah says. Va'afim ne'esru miktsasan, even if the first few become usher, they're going to be butzel in all of them. So this is why in a supermarket, which is cutting up lots of fruits and vegetables, so we'd assume that even if it's a non-kosher knife, that's only going to ruin a few of them, and the majority are going to be kosher and butzel berov, so you can eat the fruit. This is even true by lemons. That's what the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah are talking about here, which is known as a davar charif. It's a sharp taste like lemons, onions, radishes. And without getting into it in the last minute here, that's more problematic. And still, the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch say that's okay. The Ramah does quote that there are those who are machmir by lemons because it's a davar charif. But he says if it's not your minog, you don't have to be. And then he says, aval shar dvarim she'ein charifim kigon tapuchim, but other things which aren't, don't have a sharp taste like apples, he says, for sure, no'ogin behen heter, ve'in lahachmir klal. For sure, they're mutter, and there's no reason to be machmir. So, again, bottom line, even by the sharp foods like lemons, the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch is saying it's okay, because the first few that draw in the bad, the non-kosher taste will be batel in the majority. And certainly, watermelons, apples, whatever, which aren't a davar charif, for sure, you can be makel on. Again, this is the position of the OUs, that there's a hechsher telling you you're using a good knife. All the better. Definitely can't hurt. And this, again, there's certain vegetables or fruits, there could be issues of bugs, but a lot of the fruits that would be cut up, I don't think so. So you always have to take in the bug issue to account into account. But this would be the psak regarding cut up fruits, which do not have a heksher.